From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is Earth Date. In the mid-1800s, the great naturalist Alfred Russel Wallace, exploring what is now Indonesia, came upon a mystery. The islands of Bali and Lombok are separated by a narrow strait, just 12 miles across at its closest point. On Bali, there are elephants, rhinos, and tigers, animals found across Southeast Asia. On Lombok, there are marsupials and monotremes, as found in Australia and New Guinea. Even the birds are different, with woodland Asiatic birds on Bali and parrots and jungle birds on Lombok. Why are the animals so completely different across so small a distance? Wallace theorized that the very deep water of the Lombok Strait somehow formed a dividing line the animals couldn't cross. Geologists backed him up, noting that during the past several ice ages, sea levels would have fallen, and the islands from Bali to mainland Asia would have been connected by land bridges, allowing animals to migrate across. Lombok would have remained separated by the deep trench and isolated from Bali's animals, allowing Australasian species to colonize it. New research suggests, however, that there may have been a land bridge between the two islands after all, and that differing humidity levels on the islands may influence which species can thrive on them. These findings may reopen the mystery of the Wallace line that divides the animal populations of Indonesia, one for a future great naturalist to solve. I'm Scott Tinker.
Earth Date is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin with the generous support of Kay and Scott Sheffield and the Hildebrand Foundation. To hear hundreds more Earth Date episodes or to support this program, visit earthdate.org.